We're back here on KSOM. It's our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show as we get ready for tonight's showdown between Exira EHK and Audubon, and head coach for the Spartans, Drew Buchholz, joining us now. And Coach, it's always a great matchup when these two teams tangle, only separated by a handful of miles. How are you feeling about your football team coming into this showdown with the Wheelers?
Oh, I just feel like we're improving each week. Made a major jump from week one to week two. And just hoping to build on that heading into week three against Audubon. They're a very well-coached team. They don't make very many mistakes. They're big, they're tall, they're athletic. They use their length really well. They've got a good combo at running back and quarterback for them. And they got receivers on the edge that are tall, have some speed on them too, playmakers. And so we just got to be ready to roll. We got to know our blocking assignments a little bit better this week. We had too many whiffs on blocks last week. And so we're just going to have to keep working, you know, put one foot in front of the other, like, you know, the age-old quotes or whatever. So we're just preparing.
Yeah, so Bryce Bradham at quarterback, what was, he obviously comes through with the victory. Not much in the passing game, but you did need the passing game. It all worked on the ground for you. Bradham 117, Hansen 114. What's the grading scale look like for Bradham after his first game?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit in the passing game, but part of that is because the situations we put them in, we were moving the ball on them well, and then we had a couple penalties to put us in third and long situations. And, you know, it doesn't matter what kind of quarterback you are. If you're facing third and long consistently, you're not going to be a very good quarterback. And so we need to do a better job of keep staying ahead of the chains, putting them in manageable situations to help him out, because that was his first career start. I liked what I saw out of him. He improved dramatically in the game because there was a fourth and five, where he hit Johnson on a crossing route. There was a huge moment into the game and led to a touchdown late in the game. So and his decision-making, he made another decision on fourth down and he kept it and ran. So I think his decision-making as the game went on got a lot better. So we're just hoping to improve upon that this week.
Another goal for you was to get Alex Hansen more touches, and that worked out for you. It must have felt good to see him running downhill for you.
Yeah, Alex is an extremely hard runner. He broke a long run in the fourth quarter to tie it up for us. So he's just explosive with the ball in his hands, and that's why we needed to get him the ball more, him and Bryce, because they're both explosive with the ball in their hands.
Meanwhile, defensively, I mean, Johnston Kilworth lost his quarterback job, but he came through on the defensive end, 11 tackles, seven solo. What can you say about that effort for your former QB?
Oh, Johnston Kilworth, he's a great kid to be around. He took that really well, and he just wants to play. And this week we were working on him at middle. It's a position that he's never really played either. So we're kind of throwing him into a bunch of different positions that he's never played, and he's took it all in stride, and he's just continually getting better. I thought he had a really great game. He was seeing the holes and plugging those holes. He was coming downhill, rapping, just like we teach him. So I thought he had a really great game.
So now you face an Audubon team. You're going to need Kilworth to be on his best performance if he's going to be learning the middle linebacker spot. What are going to be his challenges? What's your defensive challenges to try and stop Wessel Olsen and company?
Well, they do a great job with their blocking assignments and blocking schemes. They don't make a whole lot of mistakes. And obviously when you have Olsen and that Wessel kid, they're both really good with the ball in their hands. They're explosive. They're quick. They're fast. We're just going to have to be able to get off blocks. We're going to have to win the line of scrimmage, and we're going to have to tackle well. We can't miss a tackle or two on those kids, because if we do, they're going to be gone. They also mix in play action to those tall, athletic receivers, like I said before. So we're just going to have to try to keep them behind the chains as much as possible and force them into third and long situations.
Well, yeah, you can't – they have a – a passing game that they really haven't shown yet. And I think they can throw the ball. They haven't needed to. I mean, Austin Christensen can catch it anywhere. Brody Weber is a good threat across the middle of the field. That's something you have to, you know, account for, I bet.
Yeah, just watching on film, they haven't needed to throw it as much as, you know, I would like to see on Friday. But, yeah, that Wessel kid, he has a cannon for an arm. So I definitely see that they can throw it. We're just going to have to try to force them into those passing situations and then see what we can do.
A lot of people say get off to a good start. It's always important. But I would imagine in a rivalry game where you might be a slight underdog, that's ever so important here, don't you think?
Yeah, we got to – because last year we spotted them 18 points right away. We can't afford to do that this week. And we got to come off the bus ready to rock and roll from the start. Scoring right away would be crucial for us, give us a little bit of momentum going into the series. You know, back and forth. Like I said before, we can't spot them 18 like we did last year because it'll be all downhill from there.
Yeah. And just overall, what do you see as the keys? I mean, this is always a big game. I mean, this is one you probably circled on your schedule at the start of the season.
I'd say the keys of the game is it's just like every other game. Got to win the battle up front. You got to avoid the big play if you're on defense, and you got to tackle well in space. We got to try to stay ahead of the chains as much as we can. We got to force them behind the chains as much as possible, and we can't turn the ball over. We've had too many turnovers already this year. We can't throw two interceptions or have a fumble on the ground. We got to play clean, sound football.
Well, it should be one whale of a game when these two teams meet. Throw the records out the window, should be good nevertheless. Coach, really appreciate your time here on our Wyota Steakhouse Coaches Show, and best of luck tonight. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Drew Buchholz, head coach for Exira EHK, with us here on KSOM.